Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape. Santa Claus, thank you for being here on Berg Vivant. This is an honor.
Well, Brian Edward, it is wonderful to see you. It has been over a year.
Yes,
and
yes.
It's glad to see you now.
We're coming back around. The holidays are upon us. So.
And the wonderful thing is that you're on the naughty list right now, but if you do just a little bit of work, you're at the very top of naughty, you're going to get very close
okay,
to nice.
Okay, so I haven't descended into despicable. I'm kind of like on the...
You're just on the cusp.
And you knew that right off the top of your head.
I got to keep on top of these things.
You pulled my file before you came in today.
Well, I have to admit that I do have a Palm Pilot. Yeah, I'm a little bit behind the times.
Well, you've got a lot of names to manage, mm-hmm. and this is a very busy time for
it
you, I presume. But you know, we were chatting just before we went on tonight about how to properly address Santa.
Well, thank you very much. The truth is that you can call me Chris. My name is Chris Kringle. Now, my title is Santa Claus.
Okay.
Now, that gets very confusing to young children, because here in the United States we don't have titles. In England they have lots of titles and people are used to it.
Yeah.
So I like to explain it to the children as saying Superman isn't really Superman's name. His real name is Clark Kent, or if you're a comic book geek, it's Kal-El, but we don't want to get into that right now. So whenever he's out fighting crime, he's Superman. But when he's sitting at home watching Netflix, he's Clark Kent. And so I'm Chris Kringle when I'm sitting at home watching Netflix.
Okay, so Santa would be like addressing you as sir.
That's
so
correct.
So that's okay. Well, mm-hmm. Thank you for allowing me to be, you know, informal and call you Chris. I appreciate it. And also when you're kicking back with your hot cocoa or whatever it may be. I noticed you brought your own mug.
Yes.
Today.
This is the image of my good lady wife, Mrs. Kringle.
Mrs. Kringle on your mug there. How is she?
She is doing very well. She's doing her best to keep me in the trim side and keep me in training, because I only have a month to go before the holidays and I have to lose a little weight.
Well, how's that going?
Well, I'm actually proud to say that I've lost 10 pounds in the last 10 days.
Oh, a pound a day. Now,
absolutely.
How do you do that?
I stop eating.
Just altogether? That's not
no,
very
that's,
healthy,
that's,
Santa.
That's not true at all. What I stopped doing is having the brandy that I like to have at the end of the night.
Oh, I hear you.
Now on Christmas Eve, whenever people want to leave out some brandy, I'll be happy to have it at that time.
Okay, and you know, if you got a sidecar on that sleigh, I don't mind taking a spin for a couple blocks if you know.
Absolutely.
Well, cheers to you.
Absolutely.
Know? Very good.
You'll have to make room, because I do have two elves on the sleigh with me to make sure everything goes appropriately.
Okay.
But I think they'll slide on over and make some room for
pretty
you.
Good, pretty good. Now, you know, you travel all over the world.
I do.
Delivering gifts and joy and merriment. How does Pittsburgh compare, in your opinion, to other places in the world that you've seen? What are your thoughts on the Steel City?
Well, you know, one of the things I always like to tell people is, no matter where you go in the world, whether it's the North Pole, whether it's Pittsburgh, whether it's Zimbabwe, folks are just folk. Everybody likes to be kind at this time of the year. And that's what we're here for. We're here to remind children and adults that it's a time of year to forgiving and being kind to each other. Now, Pittsburgh, I have a special soft spot in my heart for, because this year, on the time off after the holidays last year, I spent a majority of my time driving Uber on the streets of Pittsburgh. It was a great way to get to know who's naughty and nice.
Sort of like a recon mission.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
And it gives me something to do, because if all I do is sit up in the North Pole, it gets awfully boring. But I get to come out, meet some folks, met some wonderful children while I was driving around the city streets of Pittsburgh, taking them out to the airport and back. It was a wonderful time.
So what is your off-season attire like? I mean, you don't wear this year-round.
Oh, no,
right?
It would be way too hot.
So just kind of maybe like a Steelers jersey and, you know, shorts in the summer.
Well, I don't
want
to show partiality to one team or another. Because
come on.
No, I'm really, during the summer, I'm just a shorts and T-shirt kind of guy.
Now, do you summer somewhere other than the North Pole?
I always try to go around the world to different places. So this year, again, it was in Pittsburgh, and that's why I wanted to come see you, to let all the children that I met while I was driving around and say hello again.
So, you know, you mentioned that I need a little more work if I'm to get on the good list. So, you know, how do you really kind of, do you have a scale? How do you really determine, you know, when somebody tips, you know, too far one side or the other and gets on one list or the other?
It's really more of an art than a science. We don't have a graduated scale. But you can tell whenever people have been kind and polite and nice, and whenever people have been just a little bit naughty. So, in truth, all you need to do to get back on the naughty list is, you know, be nice to somebody that you don't normally, you're not normally
be
nice to.
Be back on the good list, Jerry.
Well, you know.
I got some work to do. Now, you know, there's that signature laugh, that like a bowl full of jelly. May I? Is this, it is jelly-like.
It is a real beard and a real belly.
This is quite authentic. And, most of what I know about you comes from holiday songs.
Mm-hmm.
How true are they? Like, he knows when you are sleeping, he knows when you're awake, is that?
I'm not a spy.
Okay.
I'm not looking in on you when you're sleeping or know when you're awake.
All right.
I do have.
Because I might be further down on that naughty list than you first.
You know, what anybody does while they're sleeping is okay by me. What I do is, again, I get an aggregate of talking to people and letting the elf on the shelf give me a little talk in the ear.
Oh, so that's a thing then. That's legit.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I mean, it takes them a lot of time to learn that. They actually have to go through a very long process because they have to stay absolutely still whenever someone's in the room. And then they have to be able to creep up and see what you're doing during the day.
Now, ratio this year of coal to presents, how are we doing? Is the world generally good or is the world generally naughty now? What's the state of affairs?
Here's the thing. The price of coal has gone way up. So the question becomes, if I give coal, is it really telling somebody they're naughty? They can turn around and sell it on eBay and make a good bit of money. But actually, most children are good. Most children are on the nice list. Everybody has bad days where they just get cranky and can't get control of their own lives. And you just let them go with it. But mostly, for the most part, everybody is nice.
Wow, you're very optimistic, Santa. I really, that is heartwarming.
Well, thank you.
Now, would you be able to drop a couple names, reveal maybe anybody that might be on your naughty list?
That's a better kept secret than IRS returns.
Really?
Can't tell you.
Wow, okay. Mm-hmm. So that's very confidential.
Oh, it is.
Are you the only one that sees it?
Oh, absolutely not. I have a committee of elves that work on it. But they're sworn to secrecy, and you know, if an elf tells you they're going to keep a secret, they keep it.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know that about elves. That's great. But we're looking forward to seeing you when you make your rounds through Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I hear you'll be down at the waterfront on November 21st.
That's going to be their light-up night. And we're going to light the tree and get the children all ready for the holidays.
Great. And then you've got a couple stops around Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
And, if folks want to actually get in touch with you and maybe invite you to their holiday party or something like that, you do make appearances. Is this correct?
Well, again, that's the way I get to see how children are doing. So if a mom and a dad wants to have Santa Claus come to visit them, the real Beard and Belly Santa Claus will come to visit them. All they need to do is go on Facebook, search under Real Beard and Belly Santa, and they can connect with me, and I would be happy to come and visit them at their homes.
All right, and we'll have that information attached to the video after this. Good to know that we've got a link to you. But, you know, as far as, you know, any last-minute ditch efforts to, you know, try to get to that get to that good list or the nice list, and any tips aside from just kind of generally, well, being
nice? It sounds like you're getting a little anxious about this.
I am. I'm sitting in front of the claws here, okay? So I am. I only got a couple more weeks, right?
About a month. Yeah, right now.
Okay.
Well, I would say that if you feel that you're doing the right thing all the time in the back
of
your head.
Well, of course I do. Maybe that's part of the problem. Okay. You know. We got him going again. All right.
Well, I have to say again, just be kind to people. Take the extra step if you see somebody who needs a little bit of help. And that's one of the wonderful things about the city of Pittsburgh.
Sorry, I got a beard hair here.
No, I believe that's part of the rabbit
hair. Oh, fur, okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You know that belonged to you. Made sure you get it back. But
Well, I was going to say, as long as you try to be kind, as long as you're doing your best, that counts. That's, like I said, it's more of an art than a science.
We need that.
Absolutely.
So here's to a very positive and joyous holiday season to us all.
Absolutely.
As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at bergvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late night talk show.